This is the GAC plenary in the San Telmo room, ICANN 48, Tuesday, November 19th, starting at 9 a.m.
Good morning, everyone. I think we can get started. So, great. Some of you came to the breakfast with the business constituency, so thank you for that. There seemed to be quite robust discussion going on, and we had quite a good discussion at the table I was at, so glad to see many of you taking advantage of the opportunity to meet with our colleagues from the business side of things. So we have another busy day today with a few meetings. Before we start with the ATRT2 draft report discussion, I'll just go over the meetings that we have lined up for the day. So first of all, we will discuss the ATRT2 draft report and recommendations. So this is our chance to have a discussion within the GAC about those recommendations and also to anticipate what kinds of things we want to raise with the ATRT to when they come to meet with us a bit later, and to formulate any questions we may have. And I've heard from a few of you that you have questions or even concerns about some of the recommendations. So we can certainly focus our efforts on getting straight to those, I think. Of course, we can also discuss other recommendations that you consider to be significant in that report that don't relate to the GAC, but we do tend to focus a bit more on those things that have been identified for implementation here. So then, following that, we'll spend a bit of time on the question of the high-level meeting, which is also an ATRT, Accountability and Transparency Review Team, recommendation as well. And then we'll discuss generic top-level domain directory services. And the expert working group will be here again to help get us introduced to that topic. And the aim here is to have a discussion on that and to understand what are the next steps with that track of work. It raises a range of interesting policy issues for us. And then we have our joint meeting with the CCNSO. And then, as always, we have our meeting with the board. So if we can be thinking about what kinds of things you would like to raise with the board at this point. We are expecting a briefing from Fadi Chahade, the CEO, to talk to us a bit about some of the efforts he's been making with the other internet organizations and that sort of thing. But we may have other topics that we still want to raise with them. And then that will conclude our day. As far as the communique is concerned, you'll see that there's a draft being circulated. There will be another draft compilation circulated this evening. And please flag early on if you think there is something significant that we've missed and this sort of thing, so that we can get as far ahead in finalizing the communique as possible, so that we're not trying to address everything on Wednesday and to limit the surprises, if you will. So give people a chance to think about what's in there formulate a view if needed. So just briefly, I think the key things that we've identified now to reference in the communique to provide either comments and or GAC advice relate to new GTLDs. We've got a few things. We may want to reference Category 1 and 2 and the effort now to implement GAC's advice, there may be things that we want to clarify. in that section of the communique, but I do hope we are sharing an understanding that that work is moving ahead, and we want to contribute to progress continuing on Category 1 and 2 and all the applications and strings that are impacted by the GAC's advice on that. As well, we have three strings where we had some discussion the other day related to Shenzhen, Guangzhou, and Spa. And we have a working group looking at text for wine and Ven, as communicated to the GAC list yesterday. As well, it's not clear whether we would have advice on Red Cross and Red Crescent. Some of you have raised this issue, but it's not clear to me whether we're at the point of having further text or comments on that. So that's pending. This is the list I have of key things. If there's anything significant missing so far, then do let us know. And obviously, we'll be adding to this following our exchanges on the accountability and transparency review team effort. So we may have comments or advice on that to offer, for example. So I think at this point, we can move into discussing the ATRT two recommendations. The report that we have is quite large, but there are sections that pertain specifically to this committee, and so we may want to focus there. As I say, have a bit of a discussion among ourselves, and then as well prepare a bit for our exchange with the review team tomorrow. Okay. So would anyone like to get us started on this? Otherwise, we can maybe go through the recommendations. Italy, please.
Okay, good morning to everybody. It is interesting, certainly, concerning the ATRT to the part that is referring to the GAC. And we received a correction on the text that was issued on November 7th with the justification that the session regarding the GAC was not added in the executive summary. And then the text that is reported here is very similar to the one that was issued on October 15. But this is the last say. And basically, this text describes sort of a ideal GAC, let's say, at least as seen from the accountability and transparency review panel. And also the first recommendation is, of course, a recommendation to the board of ICANN to improve as much as possible, also with the funds by ICANN, the performance of the GAC. Of course, these recommendations will be immediately conveyed to us as soon as the final document will be prepared. I heard someone or at least there was a discussion if such recommendations should go directly with the GAC, but this is not feasible. So in any case, it is important that we, from our side, comment to the review panel when we meet with them and convey our opinions. Of course, we are now we have our external secretary that is has been engaged, and then there will be some of the actions that I can describe here that could be certainly will help us independently, let's say. And it is not everything on charge of ICANN. So I think this is a point certainly important. So there are sentences where is said that the GAC is not sufficiently transparent, and on this we could at least provide our opinion, and it is clear that we are doing our best in order to be more transparent, especially thinking, for example, to having many open meetings. But here there are also some recommendations concerning the intersessional work and teleconferences that we are having between meetings that should be open, in the opinion of the review committee, even to other constituencies. And this is ideally perhaps also appropriate, but we can understand that it is very difficult to be realized, because we know all that in our teleconferences the number of participants is never over one third of those that are here in the room. And then so opening to other constituencies will render even more complicated than to rely on the result of these calls. So I think that there are even other articles that was relevant to me, like the problem of conflict of interest, that the membership of the GAC should have rules of conduct, and this is okay, of course, anyone has a rule of conduct, but stressing the problem of conflict of interest when the delegates are nominated by ministries or state authorities, then this is a little bit strange. Then there is a part that speaks about in order to do something like that, maybe some part of the ICANN bylaws should be changed. That is also this, another not easy problem. By the way, as soon as this report will be finalized next month, because the engagement is that will be ready before the end of the year, then ICANN has, the board has 6 months in order to declare how to implement the recommendations of the review panel. And then after these 6 months, there should be actions in order to make effective all these recommendations. And I want to stress this because it is very important for the GAC to be an important partner in this exercise. And we have also to be ready to comment some of these sentences that I tried briefly to describe. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Italy, for getting us started. So you've touched upon a range of issues, and I would invite colleagues here to perhaps comment on some of those points. For any of you that are following the report either online or in hard copy. The list of GAC-related recommendations from the second review team is on page 34, so that's the page you can see projected on the screen. So that can help guide you in this discussion. So I see Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, everybody. Good morning to all. Good morning, interpreters. I think we need to be very happy with you because you facilitate our work. Madam Chairman, I would like to touch upon some of the important points that my distinguished colleague from Italy raised. First of all, we are grateful to the ATR2 for all recommendations as provided. Perhaps at this GAC meeting, we may need to possibly review them to see whether we properly understand them. But I don't think that at this meeting we would be in a position to reply to them. We need some time to reflect. Some of the issues quite important that we should not rush into any conclusions. Because both conclusions, saying yes and no, may not be appropriate. So we need time to have examined them and perhaps reflect on that and come back. Nevertheless, we could make a preliminary analysis, a study of that. If we have questions, we could raise the questions and so on and so forth. And perhaps, let me be honest with you, I have not studied that at all. It's my fault. Sorry for that. I apologize, but it doesn't mean that you just rely on one person. That is another issue. But I think some of the wording perhaps is not to be as such. Those people who attending yesterday the strategic meeting of the ICANN, they remember what I told in one area. When this report mentioned that GAC must have or should have a code of conduct means that we don't have code of conduct at all. It's not correct. We don't want to be interpreted as such. We are representative of government, and according to the instruction, I think we have, all of us, a sort of code of conduct that we have been given by our governments. Whether we need to further work together and further improve the situation in order to be better understood, that is different. But saying that should have code of conduct means that we don't have any code of conduct at all at this stage, which is not correct. Therefore, I suggest that without going to the details of any particular conclusion at this meeting in a written form, maybe we just look at them to see whether we have any point of clarification or any general comments, and we come back at later stage and we react on the recommendation. In particular, recommendations are very, very important, and about being open or not open, I think this is an issue, is already in the working method. It is discussed, so I think that will be taken from that. So this is my first reaction to that, and I am open to a further review of the comments by colleague. But in that sense, I support delegate or representative of Italy. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I see Italy asking for follow-up, but just to note to you that the aim of the review team is to gather inputs from this meeting, and then there will be perhaps another public comment period, but the aim is to have the report finalized by December 31st. So even though we may only have preliminary questions or things to raise, I think it's worth us doing that in order to influence that final report as appropriate. Italy, please.
Okay, the first thing you said is what I was going to answer, but I want to add a little bit. So it is clear that this review team is preparing recommendations to the board of ICANN and not directly to us. So, but since this chapter, let's say, is regarding the GAC, it is appropriate that we give our feedback. And I mentioned another one of the points that is an example, is that the GAC advice normally goes through the communique or through the letters, communications, and so on. And it is requested here that the GAC prepares for each of the advices a written explanation, considering who we contacted, what we did, what led to this kind of decision. That is a behavior normal with the board. But sometimes, especially for the GAC that is working for consensus, it is even hard to find a consensus on a single sentence. And if we try to describe all the reasons where and why we reached this, is another work that is quite relevant. And I made an example of some possible request of explanation to the review panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. So another note on the issue of the ATRT2 and how their recommendations get forwarded. You're absolutely right. They do get sent to the board. And I would just remind colleagues that the formulation we came up with the first review team was to form the board GAC recommendation implementation working group, so that when we were looking at implementation, that allowed both the board and the GAC to work together on implementing, and that was aimed to help address some of that awkwardness with making recommendations about the GAC, but the board still being the receiver of those recommendations. Okay, so I have Norway and Australia, please.
Thank you, and good morning. We think that we should start, when we meet with the ATRT review, we should, of course, start with mentioning that we are very grateful for the work they've been doing, showing us how the GAC has been seen from the outside. It is very useful, and we actually asked for it also in Durban, to go ahead and give us advice on how we're being seen, because we sit here, as we said, we might need that view. Also, we think it is a critical point that has been made also by Iran, that we actually don't work without a code of conduct or without any formal framework around what we're doing here, that we are, as you said, representatives of governments, and of course we have strong both rules and procedures and how we are doing our work and what kind of positions we are taking in this meeting. So we think it is useful that we might have to need to have some wording in our working principles on how we work, but we think we should be very careful about having ICANN as such or GAC as such telling how we should do the procedures at home. It is national business, and of course we work with make sure that we have sufficient resources, that we do the work with other parts of government and community at home before we come here and so on. It is useful that they mention it, but just to say how we work as government. Another thing I would like to ask them is something about, they say that GAC must reflect the fully coordinated domestic government position, which of course we do, and that make sure that this is consistent with existing relevant national and international law. National law goes without saying. If we sit here and say something that goes against our national law, we will have problems. International law is also, we work within so many jurisdictions. We give policy advice. And sometimes different jurisdictions would have different way of regulating that advice if it was going into actual formal procedures. It is we cannot go beyond that. We cannot, every time we give policy advice, make sure that this is being checked with every jurisdiction we work in. So each and every one of us take care of a national jurisdiction, and we give a view that we have then measured together in GAC, and that is a policy advice for most of the cases. So I just want them to explain a bit more if that has been a problem, if they see any problems with international law towards GAC policy advice, if that is okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Norway. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to those colleagues who have spoken before. Again, I find myself agreeing with much of what has already been said. Obviously, welcome this report. Critical review of ICANN's accountability and transparency, and I think it's particularly interesting that this report focuses so explicitly on GAC transparency. As my colleague from Norway said, I think it's interesting for the GAC to reflect on why that is. Usefully, of course, the GAC is already working in these areas. We have our Working Methods Working Group, which picks up a number of the issues which the ATRT2 has picked up. Some, such as open meetings, we're already effectively doing. We're already looking at the criteria for exceptions when it may be necessary to have closed meetings and so on. So I think we're already working in that space, and that's great to see. Some of the other ones I think are going to be more interesting, and we'll have to have further discussion within the GAC. I agree with my colleague from Iran. I think here we're at quite an early stage. For example, the one about recommending to the GAC about scheduling its meetings, making sure that it's with the community when it's in its face-to-face meetings instead of, as the report says, not sitting in a room debating itself. Whereas one of the things that's been talked about in the Working Methods Working Group is in the face-to-face meetings also having sufficient time for the GAC to do its own work. So I think we're going to have to find a balance on some of these recommendations, and I think they'll need a little bit of further discussion. Unsurprisingly, I think each of my colleagues is probably focused on one of the most challenging and interesting of the recommendations, which is this code of conduct, and I of course agree. So one question I agree it would be useful to potentially ask some questions of the ATR2 group when they come to us to see if we get some more clarity on what the thinking behind that is and the rationale and what exactly has gone into formulating that recommendation. If it is likely that this recommendation is to come out of the ATRT2 report, then we as a GAC may also want to start giving some consideration about how we take a position on this one. I'm not sure it fits neatly in the Working Methods Working Group, but it's a pretty interesting and potentially challenging area that we'll have to focus on. So we may want to think of a mechanism to start thinking about it in a more focused way. They're my preliminary thoughts, but and thank you to those who set it up for me.
Thank you, Australia. Iran.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm sorry to ask for the floor again, but something should be very clear to our distinguished colleagues from ATRT is that they are doing the accountability and transparency review for board and ICANN and so on and so forth. When it comes to the government, I think that we should be very, very cautious. No advice is required by any entity or any government to any other government with respect to its national and jurisdictions and sovereignty, how to act on this and what to act and what to not act. That is the sovereign right of each individual country. They should not confuse the ICANN and board with the sovereign countries. We are GAC, and the first word of that is government. And government, they have these sovereign rights, and I don't think that any government or any entity, no matter what level is that, has the right to intervene with the internal affairs of any other government in any things. So the message I request that be put in a proper text and be communicated and conveyed that while we fully appreciate all of the good advice which is aimed to improve our work, but we should be very careful in the area that we should not expect any intervention from ATRT. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Would anyone else like to comment on either the issues that have been raised so far or perhaps make a point on some of the other recommendations that have been put forward? Denmark, please.
Practical information. The deadline for comments, if you want to comment individually on the report, is this Friday, the 22nd. There's a reply period, and I think the deadline for that reply period is the 13th of December. So I hope many of you will also take the opportunity to give individual comments on the report. Thank you.
UK?
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. I just note that there's a review in the draft report about implementation of the recommendations relating to the GAC from the first accountability and transparency review. And there are, I think, with regard to recommendation 10, it notes incompletion and this is recommendation 10 of the original first report, a sort of caveat with regard to recommendation 11 and further work relating to 12 and 14. So I think we have to articulate some kind of response from the GAC side. Some of these relate to board responses to recommendations. So I wonder what we should do. I mean, should the GAC perhaps in its communique capture the sense of where we are on completing the implementation of these recommendations, or should we just do it through dialogue? I'm not sure what the process might be, but I think it's important for us to react in some way to the points made in the report about completing the need to complete, perhaps matters of detail, but nonetheless the need to complete implementation and our commitment to do that, I think, is very important for the whole process of the ATRT to ensure that we're mindful of that and we articulate that undertaking from our side. And if there are points we need to raise with the board, perhaps we have to do that at our meeting with the board later today. It's just an immediate thought as to how we might do that. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. So the recommendations that you've listed from the first review team, 10, 11, 12, and 14, do they all relate to the board? I mean, if you can just help us, kind of guide us on what is the nature of those recommendations?
Thank you, yes. First of all, 10 concerns the advice provision, if you recall from the ATRT 1, and the development of database and so on, and the processes for ensuring that advice requests from the board and so on are done in writing and so on. So that's the nature of recommendation 10. The review team notes that significant steps have been taken with the GAC register and the board responding to the GAC input, but further work is needed on the board seeking GAC input at the outset. That's the comment in the review team report. 12 was concerning the setting up of the GAC board joint working group about engaging the GAC early in the policy development. And the comment in the report, discussions remain ongoing. I mean, we can relate and give an account of our discussion with the GNSO on Sunday relating to that. And then 14 is increasing the level of support and commitment of governments to the GAC process. This is all about outreach to governments that are not participating, in particular countries in developing countries. The report of the HRT2 is saying actions taken, but further work is needed given broader geopolitics and the concerns of some governments. So I don't have ready formulations of how we might respond to the completeness of those particular recommendations from ATRT1, but as I say, I think we ought to give them some attention and perhaps find an opportunity to articulate how we might underline our commitment from the GAC side to full implementation in a timely manner. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Chair. And just to follow on what UK has just said, I think we also should be cautious to differentiate things or recommendations that can be enhanced more from recommendations that are incomplete. To me, I see that the early GAC engagement within the PDP has been incomplete. But, for example, the online register, I see that this recommendation has been implemented, yet it can stand. It has obvious room for improvement. It can be made much more better. It's not perfect, but it has been completed. So, and a third category would be like the outreach. This is something that's ongoing, and probably we might not be ever able to take it as complete. So I would be just cautious that we don't mark everything as incomplete, because this is not accurate description of the case. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt, and thank you for reminding us of your discussions in the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group, where you did discuss, I believe, what had been completed and where there was further improvement that could continue afterwards and this kind of thing. Okay. So I don't see any further requests. Italy?
Yes, just to follow on the intervention of Iran. It is clear that there should be not an external body that is dictating what the government should do, but it is really interesting to note that this review panel is addressing the board of ICANN, and then the sentence that is speaking about the behavior of the GAC is very good to understand that, because the board should suggest to the GAC that it develop a code of conduct for its members that could include issues such as conflict of interest, transparency and accountability, and then something that I like to see there,
adequate domestic resource commitment. But it is the board that should say to the GAC, look, we are in a multi-stakeholder organization, bottom-up or whatever you want. And then the GAC should be inserted into a certain organization that is giving to all the parties, private sector at large, and then the governments an equal, let's say, contribution to the decisions that are made. So this is the spirit that is not in a dangerous direction, as you described before. And concerning the suggestion to have enough resources in the countries is also something important that I always recommend the president when he goes and find the ministers in the countries just to give value to the importance of the GAC representation inside ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. Okay, so we're coming close to 10 o'clock. So we have a few points to raise. Among them, the issue of the code of conduct and what that should cover, and what the GAC should really take away from this proposal from the review team, considering that, first of all, we do have national preparations relative to the work that we do here, and also this aspect of our work where we work within a community, and it is useful for us to know how our efforts are being perceived. Also, the focus on transparency is notable and something that we can raise when talking with the review team tomorrow. So we also have some recommendations from the first review team that may have been implemented, but where there is perhaps still further work to undertake. And some of the issues raised in either review team may or may not be covered by our working group on working methods. And the issues that perhaps are of greatest interest to us from the first review team relate to early engagement in the policy development process, which is a significant aspect to the work of the second review team. As well, we could increase our processes around the register or make changes to the register itself, perhaps to improve it. And also the issue of outreach is another area that we may wish to touch upon from a GAC point of view. So I hope I've hit upon some of the key points there. So what I suggest is that when we meet with the review team, a few of you have spoken this morning, and I would invite you then to raise these issues and ask these questions with the review team, and others of you may also wish to contribute to that exchange as well. So with that, I think we can have our break. Iran, please.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I don't want to delay your break, but I think we may think of using another term in replacement of code of conduct. Code of conduct is very a strong word, has a particular meaning and particular connotations, and when you associate it to the government, may be interpreted differently. Perhaps in the meantime, we should think of some other alternatives, and then when we're discussing with the ATR2, maybe we propose that alternative, or if we don't find any alternative, perhaps we should mention that there is a risk of misinterpretation of this code of conduct when it refers to the government. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So there may be alternative ways to express the thought from a GAC point of view. And as well, we can also perhaps explain or describe what we do have, what processes, what procedures, what rules we do have currently in place already that may go some distance to answer this point about a code of conduct. Okay. All right. So a 30-minute break, please, until 10:30.